Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey folks, it's Dr. Rob Zammit here, and it's just on my own because my friend and producer, Stephen Peters, is outside the door, and I've locked the door. Terrible, isn't it? This is our Christmas edition. No, I'm not supposed to say Christmas. Stephen will say it's a holiday time. Look, I have my beliefs, you have your beliefs, and I live in a country called Australia where we all respect each other's views. Doesn't matter what you believe in. If you're a good person, you respect everybody else. But this is a nation of so many different races and beliefs and, you know, the nationalities from everywhere. Those are the good people that come here, respect everybody else, and that's fine. So, yeah, for me, this is my idea of a Christmas edition. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what do I do at Christmas time. Well, I will go to midnight mass because I believe, and off I go in the morning very early at 6 or 7 o'clock when I wake up to get the food ready. I've actually cooked something already or prepared something already. We don't do as much cooking in Australia because it's summer here and it's very warm. I do make a Christmas ice cream pudding. It's really delicious. And I'll tell you what, when Stephen does get in here, I'll hand him a copy of the recipe and we will put it on our Facebook site. You might like to try it yourself. Really is delicious. People love it. And you can prepare it before Christmas, or you can prepare it any time just to enjoy. And then, well, after that, of course, when I do get up, first thing I'll do is let the dogs out and go for a run with the dogs. We have how many dogs? I've told you before, two. Many. And they have a great time with us, even at Christmas time. They've got to be looked after. Clean up after them, of course. Pick up in the runs if they're in there, wherever they are. Most of them live in the house with us. Nobody really lives in the dog kennel, which is air-conditioned and really nice. I don't know why I built it. But, yeah, they'll stay there while we go inside and enjoy a little bit of, well, we won't have breakfast because come lunchtime, we will start with a variation of things. There'll be a little bit of seafood for those that like seafood. There'll be some cold meats and cheese for those that don't like it. And for the vegetarians, there'll be just that, lots of cold vegetable that they can use on their cheese. If you're a vegan, there'll be some vegan cheeses, dips and things. So everybody, you know, again, we have all beliefs, all different diets, and we cater for all that. Well, I've already started thinking about other things that I'll cook. And there'll be things like, you know, a loin of pork, which will be roasted. With that, there'll be too much of it, of course. I will trim it right off before I give the leftovers to, yes, you know who, all my dogs. They get all the leftovers, but I have to trim a lot of the fat off. Reason I do that, a lot of fat in their diet, all of a sudden, they'll put out a lot of enzymes that can cause problems with the pancreas, and they can end up with pancreatitis. Plus, a big change of diet can do something even worse, acutely worse, where all of a sudden the stomach starts frothing up inside and they produce a lot of froth. It's called bloat, and that can kill them. Watch your dogs at Christmas time. If they start bloating, if their tummy starts to expand, or if you can see them just walking around trying to vomit without any result, please call an after-hours vet. Now, Christmas time is coming, make sure you have an after-hours veterinary surgery that you can attend if need be during the holiday period, because, you know, just like people, your dog's going to get sick at any time. So ensure that you're prepared at least. Ensure that your vet or either has an after-hours or can refer you to an after-hours clinic. Very, very important. Of course, the other thing that too much change of diet will cause is it comes out the other end very quickly and liquidy, and we don't want to talk too much about that. So anyway, after I cook the pork, and we'll have a ham that's prepared well as well, I'm going with an orange glaze that I'm going to make this year. We'll have, of course, turkey and salads. Salads are going to be made not by myself, but by a beautiful friend, Nolene Mason, who is one of the best chefs I know. She's actually my daughter's mother-in-law, and she will be preparing some beautiful salads for us. And my daughter has said she's making some, what was it, Parmesan potatoes. Sounds pretty neat to me. That'll be pretty good. Plus, we'll have an array of, again, vegetables for those that do not want to eat meat, of course. Finish up with the ice cream pudding. No, not just that. We'll also have normal standard pudding, of course. We always have that. And for those that don't want to eat anything too rich, we'll just have some simple biscuits to nibble on and plain vegan, if you like, ice cream, non-dairy ice cream. So we, again, cater for everybody. And in doing that, what do the dogs eat? What other leftovers do they get? They can have the potatoes. That's fine. There's no onions. Anything with onion does not get given to the dog, because onions can cause an anemia that cannot be reversed. Your dog will die. If you eat too much onions and he gets that anemia, your dog will die. So avoid cooked onions, please, or raw onions, or onions of any kind. They will not get any of the ice cream pudding or any of the fruit cakes. Why? Because they have sultanas and currants in it. Any of those dried fruits are very bad for dogs. They can really cause severe toxicity that can affect the kidneys. Yeah, same with grapes. No grapes. Yeah, watch what fruit you want to give. If you're going to give them some fruit over Christmas time, some treats, bananas, great for dogs. Dogs enjoy bananas, and you know, they've got a bit of sweetness to them, of course, and they've got potassium and other electrolytes and do no harm to your dog. So I love bananas for my dogs as a treat. Sometimes in the hot weather, chop them up a bit and freeze them, and oh, just little treats like that, really, really good. And they will have their Christmas bone. Each one of them will have a raw brisket bone. No bones from the turkey, no bones from any poultry at all. They can have cooked poultry meat, so they will get some of the turkey. Yes, they will. There's plenty to go around. Believe me, it won't be just one turkey that'll have to be cooked. I'm cooking fish as well this year, and they will get some fish. I make sure it's, you know, well filleted for them. Everybody will get a little bit of ocean trout that I'll be baking in the oven. That's my Christmas afterwards. It'll be time to rest, and hopefully after the dogs eat, they too will want to just rest, because no running around after feeding. If they run around, again, bloat can start, so be cautious of that. Otherwise, I wish you all a very safe and healthy Christmas or holiday period. For those that don't believe, certainly a holiday. And this is an Equal Opportunities podcast. So for those that don't believe, of course, we will consider you. Those that do believe, have a very holy and blessed Christmas. Those that don't believe, have a very peaceful time and a safe time. And for those that don't believe, of course, we pray that you will get to heaven 5 minutes before the devil finds out you die. Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.